No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Connect the Dots on the Posted Up Network. My name, yes, my name, Kyle Bowen. That's K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Follow me wherever you do your following. And is TikTok still around? I'm having that moment in my career again. You know, asking myself, right? Asking myself, is it time? Is it time once again to, you know, try TikTok out? I don't know. I don't know. You know what, though? Sundays have gotten a little bit busier. Okay, on the network later today, you'll find out why. And I think that TikTok could serve a purpose, okay? Who knows? Who knows? All over the place. All over the place. Let's reel it in. Connect the dots, right? It's the show about the playlist. Yes, the Posted Up playlist. It's been around for 227 consecutive weeks. 227. Straight up, that's a large number. And it comes at you with 22 new songs every Sunday. And when I say new, I say that very loosely, okay? You'll understand it. Get the playlist, okay, on Apple Music and Spotify. Let's go through the list, okay? At number one, we have Build by Octavian. I love the message in the beginning. And it just sounds as if it's a track that should be number one on an album. Kind of sets the tone. That being said, I haven't listened to Spaceman, Octavian's project from 2018, all the way through. It's been kind of a shuffle-like experience, so who knows? Maybe the first song does that too. This song has a strong message, okay? And it really leads into the second song just cleanly, okay? At number two, we have Made Men by Migos off of Culture 2. Said it many times, right? Said it many times. Underrated project. Come on. We know it. We know it. Look, we also know this. It is really hard. Really, really hard to do anything after Culture 1. Just based on, you know, what it did for the world. Culture 2 was destined to not be better, if you get what I'm saying. The human mind, just a fucked up place. Anyways, I remember this came out and it was ridiculed. Too many songs, blah, blah, blah. Not the same impact, blah, blah, blah. It was never going to work. Do yourself a favor, though, okay? Just go back to it now. And I think you'll find something new every single time. This song right here, Made Men. All right, for my brothers. Yes, for my brothers. Just listen to this, okay? Listen to this. And have a good week. Right? Have a good week. That's what the Posted Up playlist does. 22 every Sunday at the top of the week. You serious? 227 straight weeks. You serious? Let's keep it going. At number three, we have Pretty Much by Toby Lou. I just think it's a really fun song. In fact, when I caught this song, for a moment there, I was shook. I was amazed. I was asking myself, yo, is this it? Is this it? Is this one of the better songs I've heard in 2020? Now, after a couple more listens, and I'm in list season mode right now, right? Again, the Posted Up playlist. The more and more I listen to it, I realize that, you know, it's a good song. Is it a great song? I don't know. I don't know yet. Let's see how it does in the next couple of months. But hey, it is a fun song. And it's number three. Yes, number three on the Posted Up playlist. At number four, we have You Don't Know My Name by Alicia Keys. I just love the talent. Yes, the talent. And the nostalgia, right? Beautiful, beautiful. But once again, the talent. Just beautiful. At number four. Are we at four? No, we're at five. We're at five, man, on the Posted Up playlist. We got Best Friend. Yes, Best Friend by Laser off the project Blossom. I fuck with the name. I fuck with the project too. Check it out. At number six, we have My Town by Baka Not Nice and Gigs. I love the cover art. Simple, clean, And Baca, he barely misses too. He barely misses. He doesn't put out a lot, but when he does, I think everything is worth a listen. Shout out to Baca. Hey, I could use more Baca Not Nice. Okay. At number 7, we have Suburbs by Zayna. I've heard the song, you know, 1.5 times. There's something about it. She has that song from when? In My Head. When did that song come out? Long time ago, right? 2019? Oh, okay. What am I saying? Not that long ago. That song is crazy. Why isn't that on the list? At number 8, we have Made It by Eli Sostre. Am I saying that right? Now this is his latest release. Do we know anything about this guy? Well, what's the about say? Eli Sostre is an artist slash producer from Brooklyn, New York. Still up all night. Sleep is for the weak. Eros? What does that mean? And why does he spell weak in the sentence sleep is for the weak incorrectly? W-E-E-K. Why does he spell it like that? Who is this dude? I don't know. I don't know much about Eli, but I do think he's one of those artists too. Oh, what? I haven't even listened to this yet. Okay. That song Curfew that came out earlier this year, right? I've been on record. It's one of my favorite songs of the year. That's definitely a candidate for the top 22, right? Of 2020. I think so. Afterwards, we have Big Mad by Rhys LaFleur, Ty Dolla $ign, and Vori. Now I stumbled upon this song again, and I didn't even re-listen to it. I just realized that you have Ty Dolla $ign and Vori on a track. And Rhys, he's a talented fellow too. But again, Ty Dolla $ign and Vori? Come on. After that, you want to talk about talent? After that, we got The Weeknd. Yes, Save Your Tears. Look, not many albums have been better than After Hours. I don't think that's a stretch to fucking say, okay? I'm not really even saying much there, too. A, because everyone knows it again. And B, how many albums have I actually listened to this year? How many? Got to start writing those names down. Because I'm thinking to myself, right? Honest Person, Honest Podcast. Yes, the playlist has come out 227 straight weeks. But I know myself. I know my listening abilities, and I've listened to less music this year for sure. So how much is that saying? The Weeknd's got the best project of the year. Yo, this is the stretch drive. We got a couple more months left. We listening to albums, okay? It's album season here on the Post It Up Network. Album season. Yo, a good album, right? That shit is like a book. Straight up. After The Weeknd, we have Don't Cry by Octavian. Again, this is off of Spaceman. And the writing is unbelievable. It's also very fun as well. And Octavian, he can turn on a dime, yo. The dude is technically sound. Octavian, when the world opens up again, you know, that's a show, right? That's a show. Go buy tickets to an Octavian show. Speaking of buying tickets to shows, it doesn't really even connect with my case, my personal story, okay? I've been to 2 Killy shows, but I never bought tickets, got in for free. We're talking about the Post It Up playlist, right? 227 straight weeks. When you do that, you get into shows, okay? I've seen Killy twice, or 3 times. I think I've seen Killy 3 times. The dude is a fun performer. He's wild. He provides the juice. And his music is hard. Now, here on the list, he's featured on a track called Groundworks by Sega. And, can we cut the instrumental for a bit here? All right? Listen to the beginning of this song, okay? Hey, Secret Sound Club, all right? If you want this taken down, just let me know. I'll take it down. Listen to the beginning of this song. What? What is this? That's all I'm showing you. That's all I'm fucking showing you, yo. Go get the Post It Up playlist. Go get it, Apple Music, Spotify. What a beat. Yo, after that masterpiece, yes, masterpiece of a production, we have Resisto Ia. I think I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. And it's by Lito Pimenta off of the album Miss Columbia. I didn't even notice that, okay? I didn't even notice that. I had to put this song on the playlist. It sounds so so much like this the Spanish culture. It's happiness. It reminds you of your loved ones. And again, I had to put it on the list. A very important week. All right, to the Colombian brother on the network. Okay, beautiful moment. I hope he listens to the playlist and finds this song while he's in the midst of a celebration, because I'm telling you, the family, the circle, they would love this song, okay? Shout out to Colombia. I miss Colombia more than anything. More than anything. Fuck, yo, I miss Colombia, yo. Colombia was something else. Okay, after Miss Columbia, we have Settle Down. I guess that's what are the chances, okay? I guess I should just settle the fuck down. And this is by McAvoy. I kind of forgot about this song, not gonna lie. And it goes back to, you know, something we said about, was it Alicia Keys earlier? I talked about the talent, you know, the talent. That's what it's all about right now. I'm looking for that. And this song oozes talent. Ridiculous. Keep it going. Florida Kilos. Or Kilos. Am I saying that right? Who knows? And this is by Lana Del Rey. I think this is the second time she's ever made the playlist. The only other time was that song with A$AP Rocky. Don't even know the name, okay? Can't really say I'm a fan of Lana Del Rey. But two important plugs of the network really do find themselves quite fond of Lana Del Rey. And this song, Florida Kilos, the writing is fucking tremendous. And the performance, holy, she's got some swagger in this track. I'm assuming there's a music video of some sort. There's a story to this track. And whatever she's feeling in that story or remembers from that story, she's able to bring that to the recording session. She pulled off this song. Don't even know shit about Lana Del Rey, but I just feel as if you kind of know something about her after just one listen of Florida Kilos on the Post It Up Network. Did I say the network? I meant the fucking playlist. Hey, let's keep it going, though. Let's keep it going. Avarex by Rin off of the Project Planet Megatron. We've had this on the list before. I believe it's in German. Could be wrong. This is a fun song, and it's super experimental. They take it to places, and the most fascinating part is, you know, I don't understand one word. Who knows what this song is about? It could be about murder. It could be about murder. Or some other fucked up shit, okay? Toe sucking. I don't even know what this song means or stands for, but it's fun. It's really fun. It pushes boundaries to some sort. Brings a lot of elements in. Yo, listen to it, okay? Avarex. Am I saying that right? I hope so. After that, we have Simulation. Yes, Simulation by CODIS off of Reckless. Here's some breaking news, I guess. We just had a conversation with CODIS. You'll hear it on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, in a couple weeks. In that conversation, okay, it allowed me to really listen to Reckless in a completely different way. you know, afterwards, and after two or three listens this weekend, you feel as if you know CODIS a bit more. Now, again, maybe this has something to do with the fact that I had that conversation with them, and we talked a lot about the project. And it also very well could be because CODIS is a great writer, a great storyteller, a great musician. Now let's go back to the song. The production is insane. Borderline bizarre, but insane. You know, I could see CODIS and Octavian work together. I guess. Right? Let's keep it going. Everybody Know Me at 18 comes up next. And this is by Gucci Mane. And I almost started rapping there. Okay, I fuck with this song, okay? This song is brilliant. Now hold up. It is very simple, and it's probably about some unlawful things that are happening in Gucci Mane's life. It is what it is. Shout out to Gucci Mane, okay? And go read the autobiography. We just talked about how CODIS and I had this conversation, and it allowed me to connect to Reckless more, right? We just talked about that. You read this book. Yes, this book by Neil Belkin Martinez and Gucci Mane, the autobiography of Gucci Mane. You read it and you understand the music a little bit more. And if you listen to old Gucci, you kind of hear some of the music we hear today. He in some way, was definitely a trendsetter. Longevity, man. That speaks for a lot. The internet isn't the tail. Gucci Mane, a fucking legend. He's a legend. At number 19, we have Coffee Bean. Coffee Bean by Zaniya. Fun song. Shout out to Coffee. At number 20, we have Be Alright by Known. Is the production on this by Coltar? I don't know. I can't tell you. I just know that he produced 7 of these songs off of Known's project. I don't even know the name. Well, what's the name of this project, okay? Paradise Park. Okay, I fuck with Parks. We all fuck with Parks, right? We love Parks. Yo, shout out to Bear Creek Park. Shout out to Surrey. Now, Known, he's not from Surrey. I believe he's from the Valley. I believe he's from Mission. There's something about the Valley. There's something about the Valley. And its people representing a lot of whatever the industry is in Vancouver. And that's a beautiful thing. A lot of great music coming out of the Valley. I love it. There's a story there. There's something not in the water. There's something in the sky. Yes, there's something in the sky. Shout out to Coltar. And shout out to Known. Let's carry on. At number 21, we have Lamborghini High from ASAP Mob and Juicy J. I fuck with the music video. I also had, you know, my plug, send me some songs. And for some reason, he sent me this. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. This got to get back on. It's been a while. And it's a pretty flawless song. It just works in a lot of situations. And it's at number 21. Let's finish things off the right way. At number 22, we have Hidden Nights by Boslin and Illy Miniacci. Look, it's 1 a.m. We're recording this episode of Connect the Dots on the Posted Up Network. The show about a playlist. And for that to happen, you need good music. You need good music. And Hidden Nights, it has you working, right? It has you working. It has that message in there. And they're able to do a great job with, you know, the melodies, making it catchy. That adds so much more importance to, once again, the message. Hidden Nights. The start of this song, yo. The start of this. Let's play it for the people. Let's play it for the people. The start of it. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah.
This shit's crazy. This shit's crazy. This shit's crazy. 227 straight weeks. That shit's crazy too. Hey, a lot of these. Hey.
Yeah, long nights, long days. Locked and loaded, popping pills.
Yes. Okay. No. I didn't pop. No. That's the one before that. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. Well, let's get out of here. Week number 227 is here. Go enjoy it on Spotify and Apple Music. 22 every Sunday. Been happening for 227 weeks. Yes, 227 weeks. And would you look at that? Spotify is now allowing you to add podcasts to your playlist, aka your listening experience. Let's talk about that listening experience. You fuck with the show, now you can just listen to the damn show and get the playlist right after. Play it in one motion. That's magnificent. I can't wait to toy around with it. That is it. It's as if Spotify has been listening to this show and they started talking to themselves. Now imagine if that show Connect the Dots was followed up by the actual playlist, the actual 22 itself. Imagine that. That would change the game. Look, the game has changed. Again, enjoy Connect the Dots. We bring it with the playlist every Sunday. Let's talk about Sundays. Because they're changing too on the network. We got a new show. A new show called Cheese. Yes, Cheese and Packers. That is what the show is called, Cheese and Packers. So if you want to learn more about cheese, probably one of your favorite foods. If you want to learn more about, just the historic franchise. Yes, the Green Bay Packers. And when I say historic, I'm not just talking relative to the sporting world. I think anyone who has the eagerness to be fascinated and learn something new. Hey, learn something spectacular. If you're one of those people who want that, listen to Cheese and Packers or just learn more about the Green Bay Packers. I think that is the mission for the show. Just have more and more people learn more about the Green Bay Packers. And in doing so, I will change or make a lot of people into Green Bay Packer fans. That's one love. That's the definition of one love. My name, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawna. Shout out to my Colombian brother. Real talk. Hey, shout out to you. I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.